7:32. This week we've seen a record high level of ultra fine dust. I mean, we probably realistically didn't expect the government's announcement last year of measures against fine dust to immediately remove the problem, but to get even worse, the first sort of winter after that, you would think, well, hang on a minute. Are we doing enough? For a different view, let's bring in Jade Lee. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
It's just the extent of the problem this week. Mm-hmm. The fact that we were blanketed by pollution and we just had to wait for that wind to come blow it all away yesterday. But we know that we're probably not too far away from the next episode, right?
That's right. The latest wave of fine dust began Friday, and since then, most regions have been blanketed by heavy levels of dust particles. The problem is particularly serious in the nation's central region, including Seoul and nearby areas. On Monday, Seoul's ultra-fine dust level reached 148 micrograms, nearly six times the WHO's recommended level of 25 micrograms. The Seoul Metropolitan Government banned half of public vehicles from the road as part of its emergency measures, and the Ministry of Environment also took measures and ordered domestic thermal power plants to reduce their output to 80% of normal operations. The government also sent out emergency alert text messages to warn about the high dust levels and to ask people to wear masks and refrain from outdoor activities.
Which, you know, might be fine for a couple of hours, but when it continues for days, people know life is too short to spend it indoors next to an air purifier. Let's look at the response, beginning with the Hangul-Ilbo.
Sure. The Hangul-Ilbo began by blaming China for playing innocent. Last month, China's Ministry of Ecology and Environment denied allegations that China is the source of massive amounts of fine dust particles and claimed that fine dust in Seoul is generated locally. This triggered controversy in the nation, but the paper said we should have patience and narrow the differences with China. Joint research and international cooperation can be one way to do that. In Europe, they resolved conflicts regarding the acid rain issue stemming from England and West Germany's industrialization in the 1960s and 70s through international cooperation over a long period of time. We are indeed taking part in joint research on fine dust, but they're all in the initial stage. So if we collaborate more with other countries and show study results, China will be pressured to come up with countermeasures. And of course, this should be accompanied by the government's efforts to reduce locally generated pollutants.
Well, if you want to look at the England example in more detail, you'll see that, for example, London has a very expensive congestion charge zone, and it's actually perhaps gone too far. But if we had something like that here, it would be certainly contentious, but it would make it very expensive for people to drive into the city. Maybe the way to do it is to say that electric vehicles go in free and try to speed up that area.
Right.
What about the Zhonghang-Ilbo? What's it said?
Well, the Zhonghang-Ilbo expected that the fine dust issue will not go away but get worse going forward if the government doesn't change the way it deals with it. More people are choosing diesel cars, and coal power generation is being expanded due to the Moon administration's drive to exit nuclear energy.
And that, you know, that's a key point. We can blame China, and China does cause some pollution, and any amount of pollution from another country doesn't feel great, does it? But we have to look to ourselves. That's all we can do as well, until we've cleaned up our own act. What about the influence of this trade war with the US, though? That's also been an issue this year.
Yeah, right. The paper said, most of all, the ongoing trade war between the United States and China can throw a curveball. If the truce ends in failure and Washington decides to sanction businesses in China, the Chinese government may ease environmental regulations to keep the economy afloat, and that will have adverse effects on the air quality of the Korean Peninsula. However, China remains indifferent to the issue, and even though a Korea-China Environmental Cooperation Center was established last June, it hasn't shared with us materials regarding its production of pollutants. So the fine dust issue definitely should be on the agenda for a future bilateral summit. And at the same time, the government must take bold actions such as scrapping old diesel cars and promoting green electric and hydrogen cars. And it is time for President Moon, who pledged to cut fine dust emissions by 30% during his term, to present a comprehensive countermeasure.
One of the issues is that all these measures, they're talked about, they sound good, then the issue kind of either fades away or it's not urgent enough. This mm-hmm. is one of the urgent issues of our time.
That is right.
And people are making that absolutely clear. If you look at some of the latest reporting on this, you'll see there's a great level of criticism over, for example, the government's efforts to phase out nuclear energy too soon before sustainable, environmentally friendly energy sources are in place. We've been left with this vested interest in coal, for example, spewing pollution into the air. What's the Digital Times take?
Well, the Digital Times had a similar view. Despite the government's emergency measures, fine dust levels remained high in Seoul Monday. And this is because up to 60% of dust particles that cover the Korean Peninsula is from China. Scientific analysis and data, including satellite images, back up this argument, but China is still passing the buck. Environment issues have no borders, so countries need to share information and work together to fight them. However, the South Korean government is sitting on its hands when it should be pushing China for a solution, given that its people are under extreme stress due to poor air quality. What is worse, we don't even have measures to reduce pollutants locally generated. The paper suggested that coal power generation should be cut as it is one of the major sources of air pollution. The government also needs to stop being evasive and complacent in tackling fine dust.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Hangul Gilbo before. Linked to that paper is the Korea Times, and that's what I was just referring to before. It's influential editorial today saying voices are growing against Moon's reckless energy policy. But actually, those calls are coming from within the ruling party, suggesting a potential clash there with the administration. Mm-hmm. How about we finish with the Saegye Ilbo?
Sure. The Saegye Ilbo was on the same note. Fine dust actually affects people's right to live because it can cause diseases such as stroke, lung cancer, depression, and conjunctivitis. Infants and young children are especially vulnerable to its adverse effects. Experts say that the inflow of external fine dust from China determines the quality of air over the Korean Peninsula, but the Chinese government has made ungrounded claims that Seoul is to be blamed for most of the air pollutants. So this is why we should secure scientific reports with objective data to urge China to address the issue. President Moon vowed to reduce fine dust emissions by 30% and brought up measures including the shutdown of old coal-fired power plants and imposing restraints on diesel cars. But such plans have yet realized, and fine dust was not even mentioned during his New Year's address and press conference. Fine dust is a serious issue that directly affects people's health, so President Moon himself should take the matter into his own hands and wage war against fine dust.
Well, that war is going to require taking up arms that will upset a lot of people. Right. Even the people who are sitting back now making these calls in the papers, how are they going to feel when business interests and ordinary livelihoods are at least temporarily affected? I mean, for example, this 100,000 won going to every family with a child under the age of six. I think, honestly, for most of the top 50% of earners, that 100,000 won should be going towards cleaning up the air. But will that happen at this point? Probably not. Thank you very much, Jade.
Thank you, Alex.